Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to do some sample healings for people. And we'll welcome callers today if you wish to call in. It's a wonderful day here in Mount Shasta. It's about 95 degrees outside. Very nice. And we have our sponsor on today, Annika. So she'll be online here. So you want to say hi, Annika?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Great to be on, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do an emotional clearing for people here. So we'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Then I'll do a feeling body. That's for people who live in their feelings. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body sample. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Annika, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, hi. It's great to be on today because I feel so good from yesterday, Ron. Thank you so much. It's incredible to spend 8 hours on a call like that. It's just really amazing. So I wanted to say thank you for that and also invite all the people here that are on the fast chat or anyone who's listening to the show, if you have questions or you even have some comments about what Ron has been doing on the last couple of Sundays, which he actually will be doing on one more Sunday. So there is still an opportunity to come on if this sounds interesting to you and you haven't been on the calls that he's already done. In fact, this last weekend, Ron, you did both Saturday and Sunday. So maybe you can explain a little bit if we have any newcomers on what you have been doing and what the next call that is on this coming Sunday is all about.
Yeah, once a month we do a 4-hour conference call on Saturdays. And the conference call, you're on the light ship for 4 hours, and the light beings work with you. It's geared toward ascension, and they do special types of energetic work with your body and your spirit to help you with this process. And then what we've been doing recently, and actually probably for the last 3 months, we've been having these special 8-hour Sunday calls, normally 3 a month. And we started off with doing alien parasites, and then that changed to like shapeshifters, and we did entities. And the last calls that we did the following 2 Sundays was actually these shadow bodies, and naturally each call incorporates all of these past calls with it, so it's not as if you missed a call if you didn't get on them. They're still being taken out of you, just that, you know, when you have 24 hours of continuous work done to get yourself more clear, it is a lot better to get on the calls. But still, if you haven't and you're a first-time listener, one call will definitely change your life also. So the people that are listening who have been on the calls definitely know the importance of this here and how wonderful it is to actually start to feel who you really are without these energies attacking you, invading you, living their life through you without you even knowing about it. So next Sunday we're doing another 8-hour call. And if you're a brand new person, it would be $100 for you. And we allow your children, if they're living at home, and pets to come on free because they get these things too, not just yourself. and your spouse is half price. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika.
Okay. I did something funny with my phone there. So, I must say for myself, I really experienced a lot of fatigue this month, but I don't know if that could have possibly been that the shadow bodies coming out of me have been keeping me a little bit on a higher level during the day and then, you know, not really letting me sleep as much.
Yeah, what it's very possible. Get? A lot of people have experienced these energies wanting to come forward to show that they're actually in us, so that we're unable to, they think that they're unable to be taken away from us, so they want to have like their last stand, and naturally when they get gone, then you're the release. So yeah, that's some people's experiences that they have had some physical stuff happening to them. Once they're out of you, they're gone. Remember, this is the dark side energies that were taken out, so they do want to have their last stand, unfortunately, but they've been with you for your whole life, so one last stand doesn't really mean too much because they've been with you for all the years you've been living. So one final time to say goodbye is probably a blessing. So back to you, Annika. Anybody, just please call in.
Yes, and I can definitely feel that, like today, I could just sleep, but I can't really because I have other things to do, you know, with the kids and everything. But I am feeling it like, oh, it's such a relief. It's gone, you know, so much of it, at least, I would say, is definitely a big difference for me. And, you know, we had some interesting comments from people lately. I know Ed was sharing. He's had some dreams that have kept him in interesting states, and, you know, other people have been sharing that, too. So it is interesting what we have to go through, but what, like you say, once they're gone, they're gone, and, you know, what a relief that is. So,
people may not understand what we're talking about, so I'll try to describe this here. These shadow beings, shadow bodies, take us out of this consciousness and live their life just like we are, just like we're a clone. And they can walk around, they can eat food, they can talk to people, and then all of a sudden they already have that experience bringing you the negativity and a life situation that you have to deal with, and then they leave, and then your physical body now is brought forward into this time-space reality. So if you kind of think about it as your who you are really isn't you sometimes, because you are the physical representation of the darkness walking, and the part that's you, your physical body, that has been, the part that's you that is not cloned is somewhere else.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard a beep, Ron.
Yeah, I think I heard a beep too there.
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Boy, you have some words of wisdom to share, Ed?
What'd you say?
You have some good words of wisdom to share?
Yes, and a healing request. The first thing I want to do is, we haven't done this in a while that I can remember or was on a show with. Can you explain, for the sake of whoever's going to listen to this archive or whoever's on tonight, go into some detail, please, about the differences between a light being and a human?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I do get people asking that question. That's a good thing. Some people say, I'm a light being. Well, light beings don't necessarily incarnate. They don't have bodies, and their role is just to become and stay a light being. So they don't go through any kind of incarnations. And a regular human is just a human. And you can't regain that light being status. When you're first created, you are a light being. And then as you leave creation's energy, which would be the creation light ship of the light, then you go out and you have your journey throughout living in the light. And once you leave the light source, you never go back to the light source. And then that's how you experience the universe of light, through many, many lifetimes that are chosen by you. Unfortunately, the earth here, the people that have come here, the spirits, are stuck here. and along with the body being stuck here through its genetics. And the body could leave here every 2,000 years if the spirit is able to integrate with that body. But unfortunately, because of the darkness control here, the religions that we have, people praying outside of themselves to bring in this darkness energy, praying to a god outside of themselves, one that was created by some organization, by some extraterrestrial energies or something. This is bringing in darkness here. And so your body has been, throughout its genetic history, been attached to darkness. And the truth comes every 2,000 years. And if you're able to understand that, then your body can leave. And if you don't understand it, then you're swept away into the darkness again, and you come back under another forced reincarnation for another 2,000 years. And in the life, you don't have forced reincarnation. You only have one life. You don't have parallel lifetimes. You don't have anything in the past, or you don't have anything in the future. Everything is in the present moment, in the now. We're on the earth here. Everything that we know about is everything but basically of the light, because we're ingrained with the darkness. So the light comes every 2,000 years, giving humanity a chance to leave. And this is why we're so overpopulated, is because the darkness has taken people off the planet during the ascension time. Remember, you're living in time, time-based reality. In the light, there's no such thing as time. So when you're controlled by time, and they control you in time, they can take you wherever they wish to take you. This is why it's up to you to understand the power of your spirit, and that you must work in the now with your consciousness. So most people here on this planet are strictly dealing with time, and they may not ever ascend because they don't know the true spiritual teachings of the light, because they've been reading too many books. The darkness comes every 2,000 years at the time of ascension to perpetuate their own agenda of darkness to hold people captive. But you do have a chance, and it's up to you to take the chance, you know, to understand that there is something out there that's much more greater and more powerful than what you could ever think the darkness could be, because you're living in darkness here. So back to you, Ed, if you're still on the phone.
I'm getting the thank you for that. I'm getting the idea that there's two kinds of light beings. There's the light beings that become incarnees somewhere, if I could say that. And then there's the light beings that don't get trapped or don't get stuck, and they only have the one life. What's the difference between the two kinds of light beings then?
Just the ones that choose to incarnate to help the energies, maybe just calling it here, the physical bodies of people, to do the ascension. So the ones that come here from the light ship only come here because they choose to come to help out humanity. The other ones on the light ship are just there doing their work in the light, and they help out through the ascension process.
Okay, well, those two you just described, I'm asking, they're a specific class, because like someone like yourself, light being, you come, you can go, you're not trapped. The light beings on the ship, the creation light ship that shows up every 2,000 years, they don't have to incarnate. Now, you said when we're all created on the light ship, we are light beings, but then we end up here. And so I'm asking, what's the difference? Can the beings in the light ship be tricked, fooled, or trapped like we were to come here? Or is there something different between the two types of light beings?
No, there is something different, because on the light ship, you're pure light. When you go out to do your creations from the light ship, to explore different planets of the light, then you have your own free will, free choice. And sometimes, like there is here, there could be darkness, and you might get tricked into the darkness of the energies. And all the laws of the light work here, because the darkness created a system right after the creation of light. So everything works, except they're controlling you. So they do make what I call the artificial light. And this artificial light I call the light of the darkness. So it is a clone light. And to the spirits that are here, it looks just like pure light. This is where everyone goes to who has had a near-death experience, and they talk about seeing the light, being in the light, etc. They're in the light of the darkness. because if they were in true light, they would probably never choose to come back here, only because there's so much more to explore, and that's the way it is. So the difference is that people who chose to come here got trapped here. They were in the light, experiencing wonderful energies, and somehow they just came here and got trapped.
Are any of the beings that are on the light ship, do they all have the same level of risk where they may someday be trapped, or is there something different about them?
If they're running a complete light energy, so they would all be the same basic frequency. So they would not be in judgment. The ones that chose or has chosen to come here to help humanity understand that there's a problem here, so those beings will incarnate. And that's where the masters come from. A lot of the masters, there are masters that are here that are still in duality, and they can dematerialize and do many different types of things, but they're still probably using the laws of the light of the darkness rather than the true light energy.
Okay. And so when you go back after your mission is through, you'll go through some kind of healing or cleansing so that you're not going to be susceptible to being trapped?
I already have that, so I'll never be trapped here.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out, is what is the difference between the people that do get trapped and someone like yourself who could say with authority, I will never be trapped here.
Yeah, I will never be
is
trapped.
Is there like a genetic spiritual defect or just
creation's
diversity?
It's just not connecting to mind energy. So my body has been prepared specially for this by the light ship, and my spirit does not connect to any of the mind energy. And so what happens is, because people are trapped here, and maybe you've been here, let's just say, hypothetically, 100,000 years, each incarnation that you have went through, your spirit gets a little more diluted because it is now being taught the false truth of the light of the darkness. And it sounds very, very, very close to the true light. And so it gets diluted in its consciousness. It's still light, but it gets told stories of non-truth. And it believes that. Plus, it goes into a body that also retains memory. And the memory that it retains is of the darkness. And so your spirit not alone has to get rid of its darkness, and also has to get rid of the darkness that gets imprinted into it from the body that it goes into. So every time it incarnates into a body, it takes on the body energy of darkness. And this is why people talk about your spirit having a past life review, going through your whole lifetime to see what you did wrong, which is correct, because the darkness wants to cleanse out of you, out of your spirit, everything that it has been through in this lifetime, because it wants your spirit to be whole and complete as much as it can be when it comes into the next body so they can use you. So they use that spirit energy with the body. So it doesn't want you to be traumatized when you come in. And then after the body dies, naturally, because it's living in duality, it's living in the mind of the darkness, it's living in mass consciousness and collective consciousness, then it picks up all this stuff, then it has to get cleansed, and the darkness lives on the dramas and traumas, mainly the emotions of people. And this is what the darkness lives on. And unfortunately, if the darkness, didn't come into the light, then we'd have no problem here. Your spirit would retain its consciousness, but the body still has to get cleaned out. This is why we do these special clearings, to clean out your body. And that also helps your spirit to remember what and who it is, that it is light. But remember, once it picks up the density, it's like having yourself spick and span, and then you jump into a tar pit, and then all of a sudden you go, wow, what's on me? Well, you still know inside of you that's your light, but all of a sudden you're covered with all this density and stuff. And, the stuff is preventing you from expressing who you are, because you have to work through the densities. And the densities normally are not taken away for each lifetime. It just gets worse.
Right. Right. Let me try asking you from a different direction. We were talking about coming from the light ship. Because I once asked you, and somehow you advised me that we shouldn't aspire to becoming light beings living on the light ship.
Yeah, and you can never go back to the light ship.
You can never go back. Okay, so what's the difference between the created being who can go back to the light ship and the created being who can't? Is it only because we've been tainted by so much darkness we can never get that high again?
No, it's because you're created to be a different frequency of light.
Okay, so it's more of the diversity of creation than it is something we've done with our free will.
No, it's nothing with your free will, no. It's just that you're created to be an expression of the light versus to be, say, a helper of the light. So there's a difference there in the frequency of the creation energy.
Okay.
Not as if you sabotaged yourself and you can't go back, no. It's just that you, when you were created to be, you know, someone that went out. It's kind of like a bee. You know, you have the worker bees, and then you have, you know, the bee that creates everything. So that's kind of one way to look at it. And there's really, you know, there's really no difference once you're in the light if you're not here. But you're not going to go back to the light ship, but you're still going to sense and feel the wonderful light and love of all the creation that the light created in the divine love.
If I could use the earth term vibrations, we could aspire to having our vibrations be as high as the light beings on the ship. We just don't go to the ship.
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. That's much easier. All right, now, I'm asking for a personal healing. Maybe we can do it or not, but you tell me. I've been, for those who didn't hear the big healing sessions we had on the weekend and all, I've been having all kinds of dreams where the darkness has been forcing me to dream. I've had dreams where I catch the guy standing behind me, coming out of my head, who's forcing me to project dreams out. One night I was a member of the cast of Seinfeld. Another night I was in an inner city ghetto and people are killing each other and blowing each other up. Another night something else, but I was always being forced to be there. And I've been realizing more and more with the clearings how I'm being forced to dream. Is there a clearing to prevent darkness or its minions from forcing you to dream?
I would say more than likely unless there's another one, but the parallel life one you might be getting caught into. So the parallel life clearing, for most people, takes them out of that, although they could get put back into a few of those. But most people that have had that clearing, their dreams are much less or not at all. It's not that it's going to fix you 100% because you may have to have, you know, an additional clearing to eliminate what the darkness brings to you. But, you know, it's like having, you know, this big backpack taken off of you. And naturally what prevents you from being who you are is that you're not in your body 100%. And very few people are in their body 100% with their spirit. And so all that's wrong with humanity here, basically, is that they're not allowing their spirit to be in their body fully. And this is the problem, because when you're not home, who is? And other things can come in and take you over. And then when they come in, then you're on that roller coaster ride. So what I'll do is a sample here of the parallel life clearing, and I'll do two of these. I'll do the one where you're on cloned Earth. Remember, we live in a timeline here of darkness, and the darkness created us, didn't create us, but they created a timeline for us to live. So the first one will be taking you out of the timeline, and I'll go back 10 days here. In fact, I'll just take you out of 10 planets. So these are 10 parallel lifetimes, okay? So this will be the ones on cloned Earth planets in a cloned body that looks like yours, and your spirit doesn't know the difference, so it goes into these and experiences that. And then when it brings back to you that information, because remember, the spirit's like a sponge, and it absorbs that lifetime into itself, and then it brings that lifetime into you, and like rinses the sponge out, and you start having strange dreams, or you realize that you're living a different life, or you have deja vu patterns. So this is what that is. So here we go. So the first one is, we'll take you out of 10 parallel cloned Earths with cloned bodies, and we have this on the website too, on online healings. So here we go. First lifetime cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, ninth cleared, and tenth cleared. Now the next one will be the same type of healing, but this is where you're in also a cloned Earth-looking body, just like the other one. But these are planets that you know nothing about. Excuse me. So here we go. First planet cleared. These are dark side planets. Second cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Wait. First cleared. Second cleared. Third cleared. Fourth cleared. Fifth cleared. Sixth cleared. Seventh cleared. Eighth cleared. Ninth cleared. Tenth cleared. Okay, there you go. So kind of examine to see if you have any more energy in your body. And once these things are cleared out of you, then you may start to feel a little different. Remember, you could go through a car accident in maybe 1,000 of these clone planets at one time and come back here and feel like your body's been beaten up, or even have the energy around you of a car accident. And remember, like attracts like, and so the darkness will attract itself, and you could draw yourself right into a car accident. And if you look at it with deja vu, you go, yeah, I've seen that happening to me. Well, it's because it already had happened. So I'll do another clearing here. Now, that was for your spirit. I'll do one now for your body. And your body now also is controlled by planets. And this is why we do this special clearing too, a planetary clearing. And this takes you away from the planet's control on you. The planets cord your body, just like you're a pincushion. And there's thousands of those planets also. And this is directed to your natal chart also. So here we go. First planet, think of some place on your body that you may have a problem. And just kind of look at it right now. And here we go. So first planet cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and ten cleared. So you may feel that you're actually a little bit freer, maybe an ache or pain left to you. You might be intuitive enough to actually see possibly what planet it was. Remember, there's thousands of them. Just don't think of what you have in your natal chart. That's just, you know, not even the tip of the iceberg. It's like a grain of sand on the beaches here. And there's lots of these. They could be a planet that is actually an alien life form. It could be anything, but they're connected to you to take your energy. That's the bottom line, that all these clearings that we do is to disconnect you from the darkness where things are controlling your body in darkness. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Annika. So thank you, Ed, for calling.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you for that, Ed. That is so interesting to talk about the different light beings and all that, and getting some more clarification from you, Ron. Always, always really interesting. And we have a lot of comments, so I wanted to, since this is kind of relating to what you just did, I wanted to just do one comment from Chris there about how he really felt that last clearing you did with the dark side planet clone sample, and he hasn't had that done before. So he was actually asking before that if we've had the parallel life clearing and if there's still, if someone still has very forceful dreams, is that an indication then of needing this one of the dark planets, would you say?
Yes, yeah, so they're both very, very good. Remember, one deals with your spirit being forced to incarnate someplace. Remember, you're forced to incarnate here also, okay? So it's the same basic thing. You're being forced to do something against your free will. And then the other clearing is for your body. And most people don't really understand their body. They just think their body is just like what we're, you know, told. We're here, we, you know, the first day that you are born, every day after that, you're one day closer to death. And so we're kind of taught about that we're here to live a certain amount of time, depending on what time you're living, you know, what age of time, we'll say. And, you know, I don't know what it is now, but we'll just say most people live to maybe the age of 85, we'll just say. Maybe when it was a lot harder out, you know, a couple hundred years ago, maybe people only lived to like maybe the age of 50 or 60. So we actually probably have a longer lifetime now. But still, this is what's governing our thoughts, that we're only going to be living, you know, less than 100 years of age. Well, once you clear out these densities of darkness, you can live longer and live in perfect health. And what we look forward to now for most people is, you know, a lot of people, in fact, you yourself may even have medical insurance. So most people get into that, having medical insurance, so that if they do get sick, they're covered. And then you actually have to buy your family plot, you know, at the burial ground, or make provisions for that. You know, your life insurance, really death insurance, but so you have to have that. And so we're geared to have a short life because the dark side is telling us how long we're going to be living. If they changed everything and said, gee, you know, we have a new thing here. If you drink this glass of water, everybody on this planet, you're now going to live to 200. Maybe that whole mindset would change, and all of a sudden you might feel that you could live longer. But by the self-fulfilling prophecy, looking around you, you see that people die under the age of 100. And that's because of the darkness that's in everybody's body, along with what you're being taught and told, and what type of illnesses the dark side brings you in their energetic mind transmissions. So the whole process here is to get out of that and to live in the present moment. So when you're in the present moment, this is when you're going to have your healings done, because the light only works in the present moment. And also, you heal more when you're sleeping, ideally, if your spirit's in your body, than you do, you know, when you're awake. So that the best thing to do is to ask your spirit or command it. Asking it may not work because it's used to leaving you. And you may say, why does my spirit leave me? Well, I can ask the people out there listening right now, have you talked to your spirit today? To an average group of people on the street, they would look at me and, like, kind of make a frown and say, what are you talking about? And maybe you're even thinking, oh, I forgot to do that today. Well, that's why your spirit leaves you. It's awake with you all the time, looking out of your eyes, hoping that you're going to ask it a question or communicate with it, commune with your spirit to get your information that you need to know in the now to govern your life. So basically, when you go to sleep at night, your spirit has already given up on you during the day because you haven't communicated with it. So it has a chance to leave. So it wants to go out and be free. And then when you wake up, it has to come back in here again, maybe hoping that you might connect with it maybe a minute out of the year. And so it's pretty disempowered because of what we're taught here. And everything that we're taught is in mind energy. So it's there in love energy, and the love energy does not have force of will. And unfortunately, your spirit doesn't have the force of will to come up to you and shake you and say, hey, listen to me. It's just very meek, very peaceful, and it lives in that peace. If it didn't live in that peace, it would not be of the light. And it doesn't. It would not be living in the now. And in the now, there's no such thing as trauma and dramas. And this is the whole process. So most people want to know why they have the situation in their life that they're dealing with. Well, it's because you're living in time. You get out of time, into the present moment, then all of a sudden the stuff goes away from you. And you're able to then figure out what to do when you are in time, because you have the information now from your divine source, which is within you, which is what Jesus talked about, to go within. So what we'll do, we'll take people and put them into the present moment here. And this I like doing for people. Remember, you can be in the past or the future. Just depends, you know, where you want to be. So, plus you can also be in the present moment too. But normally, being in time, you're in one or the other. So here we go. The people who are living in the past, we're going to bring you into the present moment. So we're going to count from 10 to 1. So, or backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now the people who are futurists, who live in the future, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you should feel your energy shifting completely. And we'll make sure that you're in the present moment. I'll count to 10. And just kind of experience this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop to get you centered. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down. So 10, think of an elevator going down on the building. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So, think a thought, and the thought should be in your chest cavity, because we just got through taking your awakening consciousness and drop that energy down into your heart center. So how do you feel, Annika?
Yeah, I can feel that I needed that, because I've been going on some sort of odd energy here, and feeling really good. I'm really, really feeling happy. It's just this whole thing that I've kind of been going on some, not really sleeping energy, keeping me up kind of thing. So I think I actually heard a beep, even though there's a lot of comments too, so I can get to those also. But I don't know, maybe somebody just called.
Hello. Hi, Ron. Hi, Annika. Can you hear me?
Hi,
yeah, I
Karen.
Hear you fine, coming through loud and clear.
It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say how wonderful I felt last night after the intensive. My body felt so light inside, like it's never felt before, and just really, really felt so great.
So does that mean that you have more space in your body since these extraterrestrial energies left you?
I think so. I think so. And, you know, I started with these intensives back in February. And my comment to you back in February, the first time, I was brand new, starting with all the clearings then, was when I looked in the mirror, it felt like I was looking out of new eyes. And that's the way I felt last night and when I woke up this morning.
It's so great to hear, Karen. You were one of the ones that I was actually going to just read then, and then I heard your voice, so thank you.
I do have a question, though.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have my two-year-old son. When he was born, one of my relatives gave me a gift of an astrology reading, a very detailed one, and he actually has a pretty amazing astrology chart. And it will be, I plan to do the planetary clearing on him at some point, but I haven't yet. And I'm just wondering if you have a pretty amazing chart and you have a very charmed life, if that's one way the dark side sort of keeps you connected.
You hit the nail on the head, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
That's it. Remember, see, what happens is you select your parents before, the spirit finds the two people that are going to be parents and checks out their DNA. And then from there, the darkness decides the time of conception, which works with the natal chart, okay? And so, yes, mm-hmm. You could have a wonderful chart. You know, I'm not saying that all charts are bad. But it's still, against your free will because there's a chart on you. This is why we do the different planetary cording release and also like the death barcode. And the death barcode is very, very important to do. And that's also online. So any other questions, Karen?
One other question. This also relates to my two-year-old. He has had a birthmark on the inside of his knee. About the size of a nickel, and sometimes it's more raised than others. And yesterday during the clearing, during the intensive call, my husband and I, Randy, both noticed it was sort of changing shape. And I guess it's just a general question about birthmarks. Is that something that you could explain at all?
Yeah, normally I think birthmarks are energy from your spirit that wasn't healed from the past lifetime. And so that's why some people have deformities, because the spirit was not completely healed. And then when it came into the body to make the body grow, we'll say, if it had a lack of spirit energy there, then yes, you'd have probably some type of physical problem. So I would say the birthmark more than likely would just be a past life of the spirit not being able to mesh completely with the body there. And also maybe it could be genetics. Both could be true. So he was probably going through a healing process during this. Maybe somehow, since you said the birthmark was changing, maybe moving in a sense, okay, changing form, it's possible that could have had one of those alien energies in it. It could have been a worm. It could have been an octopus energy. I don't want to scare you, but I'm just telling you what it could have been, okay? It could have been one of the shapeshifters or the residing. Remember, when we did the shapeshifters, we took different parts of the body and brought these things out of it. So it's very possible that's where it was living. You know, I would look at that just by the way the call went yesterday. Back to you.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you. Thank you again, Ron. I'm just so happy to have found you and CLS and this wonderful community. So thank you again.
You're very welcome. So if you're a new time caller, there's really no dogma that we have here. I've had people ask me different questions, and you know, if you're the first time caller, all we're doing here is getting you more into your body with your spirit. And the healings that come forth are because people need the healings to incorporate more of who you are. And this is the whole process, is so that you're able to communicate to your spirit and your body, which is of light. And so when we talk about having different healing sessions, that's all that it's about, is to get you more into your body with your spirit. And if you listen to all the archives that we've had on, this is the main underlining foundation to everything that we're doing, is to get you so that you're more conscious. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens, too, you know, how you notice more and more. I was just, I had my hair standing up here on my arm when Karen was asking, is that a way to keep us more in following how the planets can control us? And it's just interesting to become that aware that we go from having our egos being elated, or you know, to actually realize those sort of things can actually be keeping us in something where we are more controlled. So thank you so much, Karen. That is so awesome, and thank you for calling. And I wanted to also go on to, there are some people that have been feeling a little bit heavy from the clearing, Ron, and maybe I'm speaking then about the call, I should say, the 8-hour call that you did yesterday. Some people say that they felt heavy during that call, and some people are, there is one person saying that she feels a little lonely and sad today.
Well, remember, the dark side will do whatever it can to work with you emotionally. So the sadness is probably what they're giving you to show you that, maybe to invalidate the healing. The dark side likes to work that way all the time, although the healing's already taken place. And so your sadness may not actually be you. It may be another shadow body that we took out, that maybe it's missing 500 of its friends, and it's coming into you, making you feel sad. So you have to look at it that way. And, you know, the heaviness, again, is the density is being released. Your physical body needs to catch up to the healing a little bit sometimes, because the physical body, after it releases all this stuff, that's why we do spirit integration, is to have your spirit come more fully into it, and your body's freed up, and it may still have some genetic cellular memory that it wants to release, so you may be actually sensing that. through your senses. But I would say if you are feeling sad, it's only because maybe there's a shadow body. They're missing its friends. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So maybe we can do something to help that, Ron. What would you say? Somebody was mentioning the mind of the body and possibly the sensory as samples.
Yeah, we can do that. And I would also, you know, go on the website and do some clearing there, too, if you do feel that. But it should go away. So here we go. We'll do the mind of the body. Now, the mind of the body is mainly designed to help heal you. Physical healings, okay? So I'll go back 10 days. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what other clearing would you like to do, Annika?
The mind of the body and the sensory.
Sensory, okay. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Just remember that the thoughts that you have are more than likely not your own. Okay, these are the thoughts of the dark side, the shadow bodies. Remember, you're dealing with thoughts. And where do your thoughts come from? They come from the darkness. This is why you want to get out of time, out of thought, and go into your non-thought energy that's inside of your heart with your spirit. And so that's a very good question that was asked there about why someone is thinking that they feel maybe densities or something. Your body could feel the density, so you have to see, is your thoughts feeling the density, or does your body feel the density? Okay. And is the thoughts creating heaviness for you? Remember, in the light, there's no such thing. Everything is divine energy. So you need to get back and to reevaluate where you are and get back into your heart. And then you ask your spirit what your problem is, okay? Remember, we're so used to being mental. And because we're trained to be mental, we're trained to live in darkness. And the darkness is where you're living, unless you get into your heart and you're out of time. So this is what you want to do first of all when you feel anything happening to you that you think may not be exactly right, and that's because you're living a darkness script. And remember, a lot of these shadow bodies, and we're taking more of them out next Sunday, are probably missing a lot of their friends. So they may give you the sadness, you know, and maybe they're trying to communicate to you that they want to get released too. That might be a very positive thing for you, because they want to come into the light. So we'll do another clearing. We did an emotional one. Initially, we'll do an emotional one again here. We have Mike asking for that. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And sometimes a lot of people have a hard time understanding a different belief system. And so when you have these clearings, you're putting these clearings into the realm of your mind, which is controlled by the darkness. And is the darkness going to give you the correct information? Probably not, okay? Because it doesn't want to have these healings done. And so when you start to use your mind to analyze what you went through in your head, you're not going to get the right information. It's not going to tell you that the darkness in your mind is evil. It's not going to say that the darkness in your mind is causing you to be reincarnated here for thousands of lifetimes against your free will. It's not going to tell you about all of your physical pain in your body is caused by the darkness. It's not going to tell you why you get angry. It's just going to tell you what it wants to tell you so that it'll pacify you. So when you get into your heart, that's where your true readings are, your true answers. This is why, you know, this whole program is dedicated for you to get into your heart center to get your true answers. Never rely on your mind or a psychic reading, because that's reading the dark side script for you. Another way of saying that, a reading that people have is only there so someone can read the dark side script, and it could be a positive reading. You know, they could say, yeah, if you go out and walk 1,000 feet out and turn to the right down this road, you know, 200 more feet and get your shovel and dig 10 feet down, you're going to find a bag of gold. And it could be there, okay? But the reading is how the dark side is controlling you, and you're reading that dark side script for yourself, and you're living that. And this is why people have readings. You want to know what the dark side is going to do to them. But then when you have a reading, are you being connected and hooked up to the darkness because you're now sticking your finger in the pot of goo and stirring this stuff up? Are you being connected more to it because they know now that you're trying to figure out how to get out of the darkness? You could be entrapped even greater than what you were, you know, to try to get the information. This is why you want to go to your heart to find out what your true information is. So back to you, Annika. Looks like we have about 5 more minutes of the show left.
Okay, so maybe I can go out and have that pot of gold and then come with it to you, Ron.
That'd be great, yeah.
So, yeah, we have some questions before from Marie about the ascension time, and I heard a beep, so maybe I should take the beep first. I don't know if somebody's on waiting for us.
Yeah, we'll do it real quick here. Go ahead. We got the beep first.
Who is on?
Larry.
Hello,
hi, Larry.
How are you today?
Hi. Fine. Thank you very much. I won't be too lengthy because I like to give other people a chance. I just want to say real quickly that I yesterday during the healing, I saw a shapeshifter that was looking at me, and he took the form of a dog and like an ogre. He had a really angry face, and I think he was angry because I blew his cover because I said that the other shapeshifters were hiding in the organs of the body in regard to the holograms. So he really got upset. But then I looked at him and I faced him, and I took out a toothbrush and I started to clean his teeth for him. And a little kindness goes a long way. And then he turned into a little loving little kitty cat, like he was purring. And then the light beings came and they took him to a third sphere. And in this sphere, it seemed to me, Ron, that it was a solid fixed state sphere. And this time dimension seemed to be a solid fixed state sphere to me. That was my interpretation of the light in this regard. So that's all I have.
That's great. So I probably went through and got a healing done by the light then. That's wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Larry. And it reminds me so much of some of the stories I'm reading for my kids these days. Of you know, there's so much parallels in books, in stories. And I know Larry called in and spoke about the Harry Potter books. And we heard from Robin speaking about how it's all really a game and how we can look at it in that way, and all the movies you've told us about, Ron. It's really, really interesting. And the dreams that we have and how these can take different forms to show us in many ways.
Yep, and the movie They Live.
Yes, that's one of the really interesting ones, isn't it? And there's quite a few that you've mentioned. So They Live, I know you can see that one even on YouTube.
Even the Shapeshifters now, the Terminator movie has it in it. A lot of the movies out now that are being brought forth have people who do shapeshifting.
Uh-huh.
So this is what's inside of you, people. And
yeah.
This is why we're here to get them out, because they're living with you, causing you to do strange things. And this is what these eight-hour sessions are about, is to get rid of these shadow bodies, shapeshifters, and things like this here. So, but just watch the movies. They'll give you a clue. And, you know, if you see something that you can kind of relate to, know that that's true anyway. So this is what is happening now, is that the light ship is here to help you to get rid of these things. I don't think the movies are brought forth, you know, from the light. I think the darkness wants to show you how entrapped you are. So it's not that the light ship is, in a sense, channeling energy to these writers, which it would not do, because then it would be controlling people, okay? I think the darkness is channeling their information from the collective consciousness, universal mind to the people, to say, man, this is how bad we got humanity here. This is what you're going to be going through. So we're going to give you a picture, a movie show, so you can actually see what's going to happen to you in the future. And that way you can understand it. Just like I said earlier in the program, how long do you plan to live for? You know, you're probably going to say maybe 80, 85 years of age if you're lucky. You know, and so they're giving you a predetermined self-fulfilling prophecy on what's in store for you in the future. So I think we had maybe one question we could get quickly here.
Okay, just upcoming ascension time. I know we're coming up to that time where we have that opportunity to ascend. And what if somebody is already ready? Can a spirit ascend at will whenever it clears it down?
Oh, no, a spirit only ascends when the light ship does the ascension process.
Yes.
I've seen people out at the different expos I went to, and they'd come up to me and say, well, I've already ascended. And I says, well, okay. They don't understand. They read too many books or had too many teachers, you know, of the mystery schools. So I guess we'll say thank you for all of you. Our next program is going to be on Wednesday, and it'll be a wonderful program. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's naturally 10 o'clock Eastern. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and by all means, if you want to have yourself cleaned out some more, or if you never had the experience of having more light in your body that you know your spirit can hang on to, because remember, if you're not home, who is? Then get on these eight-hour calls. It's very, very important. And we also have a call coming up here on the conference line, which we do Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. Where we're on the light ship for physical healing. So I'm having that call coming up here in the next half an hour, and the cost is only $20. So you can connect with me if you wish, and this is what everybody should be coming on if they want to have healings done in the light, because your spirit will help you with your healings. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Anika, for being a sponsor today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, so see everybody later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.